It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, I've spoken in several lessons about the dispensation of the church. And some people say, well, why do you take so much time about the dispensation of the church? Well, it's because we're living during the dispensation of the church. It's important to me because I'm living right now. And it should be important to you as a child of God because you are alive right now. And you have the privilege of serving the risen Savior. We have the privilege of serving God Himself, of being working with Him. We are the ambassadors of Jesus Christ. And we represent Him on this earth. It's such a great privilege to be living right now during the dispensation of the church. And if you've been following along, you know that I've been speaking about the rapture. And I believe this marks the end of the church age as we know it, as we're part of it right now, the rapture of the church. And the rapture will happen. Some people, you know, we get discouraged sometimes and we say, well, you know, where is the promise of His coming? Well, that teaching in 1 Peter says some people want to know, well, where is the promise of His coming? Well, speaking about the second coming, not the rapture of the church, we know that we have promises of both the rapture and the second coming of the Lord. My concern right now is the rapture, because I'm looking forward to seeing my Savior. And I've spoken of this before, how that Paul the Apostle says there's a crown of rejoicing, and not to him only, but for all those who love the appearing of the Lord. And the appearing is going to happen as we go to be with Him in the rapture of the church, the people of God, when they go up, when we go up to be with our Lord forever. The rapture will happen. Nothing's going to stop it. We will meet the Lord in the air according to the Scriptures. Now, Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 15, he says, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord." Well, what did he say? He said, by the word of the Lord. Well, what did he say? He says, "We say this unto you." Well, we pick up our reading in 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18, where it says, when Paul's speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren." Now, let me say this, be as kind as I can be. I've said this before. I believe the largest denomination of churches today would be named the Church of the Ignorant Brethren. Now, I'm not saying that to make fun of anyone. I'm saying that because the ignorant brethren are those who do not get into the Word of God. People do not study the Word of God. That doesn't mean they're dumb. It means they do not know the things of God, the complete understanding. Now, we're not going to know everything till we're with the Lord, and then I think we're still going to be learning. But today, we need to keep learning. I don't want to be a part of the ignorant brethren, the Church of the Ignorant Brethren. I want to be studying the Word of God, studying to show myself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I pray that you have that same desire of studying the Word of God. Well, getting back to what I was saying here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and Paul speaking, he said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep." That means those people who have died and going to be with the Lord. He says that you sorrow not. Don't feel sorry for them, even as others which have no hope. That's those people who are not saved. They have no hope. There's no hope for those individuals who die without the Lord. Verse 14 goes on to say, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Notice verse 18 now what it says. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. You see, we need to comfort each other by saying the Lord's coming soon. The Lord's coming for us, the rapture. He's coming for us, and He has something great waiting for us. And I remind you, the greatest thing that He has waiting for us is to see Him personally, to be with Him personally, the one who died for us. And the reason that we're to continually talk about the coming of the Lord, the rapture of the church, the rapture of saved people. Paul the Apostle says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. What words? He's coming back for us. He's coming back for His church, for His bride. Well, the rapture will happen. Nothing's going to stop it. Just as nothing stopped Jesus Christ from coming to this earth to seek and to save those who were lost. Well, when is Jesus coming back for His church? Well, I say that the date, and that is the day in which the rapture will take place, is an unknown day. We don't know the day. The Lord Jesus will surely come for His church, because in John 14:3 it says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Remember, we've read this in the book of Acts, how that the two men stood by as Jesus went up in the clouds, and He said, why stand you here gazing, looking up into the clouds? This same Jesus which is taken up from you shall so come in like manner as you've seen Him go. So we're to be comforted. And not only that, John 14:3 says that Jesus went to prepare a place for us, and He's coming again to receive us to Himself. Now, we don't know when Jesus will come for us, His bride. 1 John 3:2 says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. You see, the rapture is imminent, which means that He may come at any moment. Oh, it's so good to be saved. And it's so good to understand. There's so many things in that verse, in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. He's beloved, now are we the sons of God. That's enough to make a Baptist shout, because we are the sons of God. We don't have to wait, because we're the sons of God right now. And Paul goes on to say, it doth not yet appear, or John goes on to say, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. We don't know exactly what's going to take place, but we know this. He goes on to say, but we know that. Now, I would say we know this. When He shall appear, when Jesus appears, we're going to be like Him, because the eyes that we look through now are natural. But when we see Jesus, it's going to be perfect. Our eyesight will be perfect, because we're going to not be looking through these eyes of a human, but we're going to have a new body fashioned like His, for we shall see Him as He is. The rapture will take place, I believe, shortly. Now notice this. What about signs of the rapture? Many people, they want to look for a sign. They look for things of coming events. Well, let me say that there are no signs of His appearing. Why? In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22, it says, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. I want to be wise. I want to look the way God wants me to look. And the way I'm to look is in the Word of God. I don't look for a sign. I look for the Savior. Titus chapter 2 and verse 13 says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're to be looking for the Lord, not for a sign. We're to be looking for our Savior who's coming back for us. I want the wisdom that God offers, and that wisdom comes through His Word. First, you must know Him as your Savior, and then wisdom comes through the Word of God. Once again, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and so does wisdom. Wisdom comes by the studying of God's Word. And I pray that you, as a saved person, that you're studying God's Word. If you are, then you're wise. because you're receiving the wisdom of God. I'm seeking after God's wisdom, not the world's wisdom, but I'm seeking after God's wisdom. Well, one thing will happen just before the rapture. Now, once again, nobody knows exactly when it's going to take place. There is no certain date that's going to take place. But one thing will happen just before the rapture. In other words, the completion of God's church. In Romans chapter 11, verse 25, it says, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits." Well, there's a mystery. There's something that Paul the Apostle, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is saying, "I don't want you to be ignorant of this thing, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits." That blindness in part has happened to Israel. Until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. When will the rapture take place? When the fullness of the Gentiles come in, Paul is saying here. Not until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in, in other words, the completion of God's church, not until then will the rapture take place. But the rapture will take place when the fullness of the Gentiles are come in. Well, God has not told us the exact time when Christ will return for his church. And as far as we know, the rapture could happen at any moment. When God is finished using the church on this earth, when the last member of God's church is saved, when the last brick, the living stone in the building is in place, then Jesus will return for his church. Then, bless God, the church, the ecclesia, the called out assembly, will receive the trumpet call and will then be called officially the called out assembly. We'll be out of here. We'll be gone. We'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, God invites all people to become members of his church. And soon the day of opportunity will be past and the church will be removed from the earth. For over 2,000 years, God has been offering salvation to all who will call upon Jesus to save them. Why? 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." The people living on earth have had many opportunities to believe God. If they believe God, they can go through the door that is opened unto them. John chapter 10 and verse 9 says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." Soon, the door will be shut. Luke chapter 13 and verse 27 says, "But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity." That's Jesus speaking. In Matthew chapter 25 and verse 41, "Then shall he say also unto them in the left, on the left hand, Depart from me, ye accursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." What a sad time that would be. Soon, the day of opportunity will be past, and the church will be removed from the earth. After the rapture, it will be impossible to become a member of the church. It's going to be gone. It's too late. The church, the body of Christ, will be completed and will be taken to heaven. Trust him today as your Lord and Savior. Go with me in the rapture of the church. Trust him to save you today.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.